Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are going to be in Proverbs today. So if you find the Psalms near the middle of the Scriptures, turn right and you'll find the Proverbs. Find Proverbs 5. We'll be reading Proverbs 5 and 6 today. I will be taking some devotional pauses, some applicational thoughts at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word, and I'm so grateful for the wisdom that is found in the Proverbs. Help me to gain wisdom today. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 5 has the added title above it, Warning Against Adultery. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel, lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich the house of another. At the end of your life, you will groan. When your flesh and body are spent, you will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors. And I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly. That's the end of Proverbs 5. And as I look down here, you have this kind of a father to a son warning him about sexual immorality, warning him about women who will try to seduce him. And yet it ends badly. It's not what he would hope for or wish for. So instead, he encourages marriage. Once you are married, you have this opportunity to enjoy one another, including sexually. And he also at the end kind of warns him to say, hey, God sees everything. He knows your heart. He sees what you're thinking about, what you're looking at, what you're doing. And those who decide to do their own thing and go thoughtlessly after these fantasies, they will, by lack of discipline, end up destroying themselves. Proverbs 6, warnings against folly. My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands in a pledge for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. A troublemaker and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up conflict. Therefore disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things. Let me just pause there, I guess, to say part of what he's talking about here in this wisdom is to not get into debt, to not owe people money, to not get in a situation where you cannot pay. And basically, he's also kind of saying to his son, work hard. Don't just sit around expecting good things to come to you. Work hard. Don't get involved in doing what's wrong, because it'll come back to bite you. Verse 16, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Well, that passage there is just great to focus on and think about. I mean, God hates these things. And wow. Just to read through there and to think, okay, am I tempted to be involved in any of these things? Because God hates it that he would mention it in this way. Verse 20, warning against adultery. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life, keeping you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals, to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it cost him all the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse a bribe, however great it is. So it kind of ends then chapter 6 with wisdom as it relates to prostitutes, as it relates to adultery, and just the consequences that the young man might not even think of that comes from sexual immorality. Well, that's the end of Proverbs 6 and the end of our reading for today. So where does my heart go to? I think it's that section in chapter 6, verses 16 and 19. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. How serious this is, that God hates these things and connects it to people who do them. So I want to focus on this today, staying far away from these kinds of things, and as a pastor, being on the lookout to be able to help those who are struggling with these things that God hates. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, today I was especially focused on the portion where it talks about what you hate. Lord, I want to be a part of what you love. I want to obey you and honor you in my thoughts, my actions, my words. Help me to do that today, Father, and to direct others to do the same. In Jesus' name, amen.